really quite an honor awarded to the Statler Hilton, those of us who grew up with it knew it as the Statler Hilton, down on Commerce. But there's a group, the Historic Hotels of America, which is really part of the National Trust for Historic Preservation that Congress created 75 years ago. And they just named the top 25 art collections among hotels in the country. I mean, really special names. And names you'd probably know, the Palmer House and the La Fonda. But the Statler is among them. Shamba Lalu just walked in as the general manager and has already done this sort of magic. And he joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Wonderful to have you have me on board here.
So you've been here a few months. And the first thing that happens is this makes this national register. I'd say you need a raise.
Yeah, I know the people to ask for that. If you want to throw your recommendation in.
So talk about this. Talk about the criteria, because it's really the other thing I noticed of the 25. I think this is the youngest or almost the youngest of the hotels. I mean, we're talking about, you know, the Homestead from 1766 and Palmer House goes back to 1871. I mean, this is. Statler's from the 50s.
Statler is absolutely from the 50s, but it has quite the history, even being one of the younger properties listed on this list here.
So what makes it special?
It's the uniqueness. You know, obviously, at the time, the Statler was the first hotel of its kind, especially for the Dallas area. And the art that we maintain in the building at this point, it really harkens to that mid-century modern era of American history.
And you've added some art, too. I know Brad Oldham has a piece down there now.
Brad Oldham does have a piece that was added as part of the reopening, the reimagining back in 2017. And that's a wonderful story. I'm sure you've heard about it. But the Linda Lee Lama, who was here for Neiman Marcus's event back in the late 60s. And that was created to highlight that stay, but also Linda Lee Lama has now become a brand ambassador for us. We have her highlighted throughout the whole building.
That's really outstanding. So tell me about the Statler. I mean, your background, I looked at your background and you're Ritz-Carlton in Hawaii and Laguna Miguel and LAX, but I know who stays there. I think I do. Tell me about the clientele at the Statler.
You know, the clientele at the Statler, it does range quite a bit, but it's people who are coming to the Dallas area. They're looking for a little bit more of a unique experience, something that again speaks back to the history of the hotel, not just for Hilton, but for the city of Dallas. It's got an energy and a vibe that you don't see in a lot of hotels these days.
You know, the Statler, when it first opened, and I unfortunately old enough to remember, well, not quite when it first opened, but, you know, for the 60s anyway, I remember it had name entertainment, and it was a place, it was a destination for locals, that it wasn't just out-of-towners, but they'd go there to eat, and they'd go there for shows. Do you get a bunch of local business?
We do get quite a bit of local business. We try to cater to obviously the downtown area, the apartments here, all the buildings and businesses in the area, but even outside of the downtown, going into uptown, going all the way up to Farmers Branch and some of the areas north of here. But absolutely, you know, the art specifically kind of speaks to some of those spaces that we had back when that hotel first opened. One of the pieces that we currently have in the lobby was the famous Jack Lubin mural that was in the Empire Room, which hosted crazy, crazy events back in the day.
I remember the Empire Room also. I even saw George Jessel there one time talking about it. What about restaurants? I think I've seen Waterproof. There's a bourbon and Banner that you have.
Yes, we do have a quote unquote hidden speakeasy in the lower level of our hotel, and that is Bourbon and Banter. Tucked away quite a bit, highlighted. It's a former space that the Shoeshine facility used to run in the hotel. And behind the little hidden door, there's a nice kind of underground, swanky speakeasy, you know, driven primarily on the beverage side. It's all about craft cocktails, bourbon in there. Wide selection of spirits that we have available in that space.
So what do you want to do? What's the Lalu stamp?
The Lalu stamp for me is, you know, it's just taking the already iconic history of this hotel and just furthering it, bringing it back to life a little bit more and making sure that we stay iconic property for the Dallas market.
Is it a cyclical? I mean, historically, lodging is cyclical. And I would guess that, you know, that's no exception. But you got to be challenged during the summer times when there are no conventions in town.
Especially in Dallas, just given the heat. We haven't seen the brunt of it just yet, but it's coming. It's right around the corner. People in Dallas tend to travel, and people don't tend to come into Dallas once we get into July and August. It is a challenge for sure.
So tell me about the structure down there. Your industry is unique to me anyway, that sometimes there could be three names associated with the property. There's a flag that everybody knows. In your case, it's Hilton or Curio. There's a manager that, you know, manages the operations and everything else. And I think that's Ambridge in this case. But then there's an owner, and sometimes that is a third party. And you got a lot of people that you have to serve.
Yes, absolutely. And each of those entities have their own individual priorities. You are correct. Ambridge Hospitality is the management entity for this property, has been since it reopened back in 2017. And then, of course, our ownership group, which we're very happy to have them as our ownership group. They brought this property back to life, saved it from demolition back in the 2010s. So a lot of hands in the pot, so to speak, and we're doing our best to keep them all happy.
Well, I would guess Hilton is right proud of this property too. This goes way back. This was actually created at a time when Conrad Hilton lived around here.
Yes, and Conrad was directly involved with a lot of the comings and goings at this hotel specifically.
All right. Well, look, we wish you a wonderful tenure, and again, congratulations on being named one of the top 25 art collections among these historic hotels and historic names. We wish you a good tenure.
Appreciate that very much, David. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. That's Shyam Lalu, the general manager of the Statler. For more of our conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.